Just what is it about the Aran Islands, just a few miles of rock off the Galway coast, that have made them such an enduring repository for the poetic imagination? Seamus Heaney.
Aran Islands were almost a set subject, the dream west of Ireland, the sense that this was the ultimate spot. There's much that is, I feel like, iconic about Ireland. Ancient forts, Christian ruins, stoical spirit. This was a primal place.
Writers like Yeats and Heaney himself have recorded the Aran Islands from the outside. But one of Ireland's key Irish language poets, Martin O'Deerine, also took his inspiration from his birthplace on the Aran Islands.
Martin O'Deerine was born in 1910 in this little house down here, as you can see, a very small thatched cottage.
Local head teacher Michael Gill.
And most of his poems are about the island in general, but very much about the people who he knew around here and the ways they worked on the land or struggled with the land. He would have been one of the first poets in Ireland who started writing without rhyme.
O'Deerine broke new ground metrically and was one of the first poets to abandon the old song-like meters of ancient Irish poetry. There's a modern self-consciousness, an anxious quality as he maps his people onto the landscape. Islander Martin Concannon.
When he was young, he was just a dreamer, you know. People just say, go out and do some work, because that's all they knew at that time, you know, down to the shore and get seaweed and manure the fields and all that. But he was useless at that. Some man, old man there said, look, he said, in Irish, go off to Dublin for yourself and get a job up there, because you're no good here. But you did.
O'Deerine was a civil servant for most of his life, but he also wrote over 250 poems, all in Irish, many of which focus on Aran as an idealised counterpoint to his exiled life in urban, anglicised Dublin. But for all his remorse about urban life, O'Deerine also finds a kind of solace in the Aran of his mind. Even for poets like Heaney, who only learnt Irish at school, he has a resonance.
He is held in regard, held like in a guardian spirit, really. Something permanent, foundational, and the beginning of something and the end of something, really. He was at the beginning of the poetry and the end of the Irish language culture, to some extent.
Segment 1.
Just what is it about the Aran Islands, just a few miles of rock off the Galway coast, that have made them such an enduring repository for the poetic imagination? Seamus Heaney.
Aran Islands were almost a set subject, the dream west of Ireland, the sense that this was the ultimate spot. There's much that is, I feel like, iconic about Ireland. Ancient forts, Christian ruins, stoical spirit. This was a primal place.
Writers like Yeats and Heaney himself have recorded the Aran Islands from the outside. But one of Ireland's key Irish language poets, Martin O'Deerine, also took his inspiration from his birthplace on the Aran Islands.
Segment 2.
Martin O'Deerine was born in 1910 in this little house down here, as you can see, a very small thatched cottage.
Local head teacher Michael Gill.
And most of his poems are about the island in general, but very much about the people who he knew around here and the ways they worked on the land or struggled with the land. He would have been one of the first poets in Ireland who started writing without rhyme.
O'Deerine broke new ground metrically and was one of the first poets to abandon the old song-like meters of ancient Irish poetry.
Segment 3.
There's a modern self-consciousness, an anxious quality as he maps his people onto the landscape. Islander Martin Concannon.
When he was young, he was just a dreamer, you know. People just say, go out and do some work, because that's all they knew at that time, you know, down to the shore and get seaweed and manure the fields and all that. But he was useless at that. Some man, old man there said, look, he said, in Irish, go off to Dublin for yourself and get a job up there because you're no good here. But you did.
O'Dearine was a civil servant for most of his life. But he also wrote over 250 poems, all in Irish, many of which focus on Aran as an idealised counterpoint to his exiled life in urban, anglicised Dublin.
Segment 4.
But for all his remorse about urban life, O'Dearine also finds a kind of solace in the Aran of his mind. Even for poets like Heaney, who only learnt Irish at school, he has a resonance.
He is held in regard, like in a guardian spirit, really, something permanent, foundational, and the beginning of something and the end of something, really. He was at the beginning of the poetry and the end of the Irish language culture, to some extent.